Good morning, 7:39 here on News, almost 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Looks like a nice morning. Going to be hot today. Yay. that's my. When we go out for a walk at night, we usually take our walk quite late, and you know we get out and we both kind of, because it still has that effect. And she's like, month and a half. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us now by phone. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the only big story that I know about, you correct me if there's been another one, but was you guys had wanted this, I guess, teenager wanted for, you know, harassing women downtown. But, I mean, there was one particularly scary incident, right?
Yeah, well, at the time, we didn't know he was a teenager. This individual was seen on video following a female and rather closely in the downtown area, and then he saw another one, and he pivoted and started following her and ended up getting in her car and asking her to take him to another location. And she did what she should have done was jump out of the car and go for help. And at that point, the individual left the vehicle also. So downtown Pensacola, I get asked about this often, you know, would you let your teens go downtown and that sort of thing. And the answer is absolutely 100% yes. It is very safe down there. Things are going to happen anywhere and everywhere. But there's a lot of surveillance video down there. And this is one of the reasons that we saw what we saw. And then the other part of this was when you combine the police, the news media, and the citizens, they all three came together to get this individual arrested very quickly.
So where was it? I mean, was it downtown, like, on a street? Was it in a parking garage? Where did this get-in-the-car thing happen? Because that's just so crazy to me that you go to get in your car and somebody else gets in the other side, right? It's, I mean, wild, but.
Yeah, it was outside. It was outside on the street. It wasn't okay. In a parking garage. But the thing about that is when you use your fob to get in a car, get in and immediately lock your doors. Most vehicles now won't lock until you start it and put it in drive. So it's something that you always want to do. And the biggest thing, Andrew, is especially for the young ladies out there, is to be aware of your surroundings. Make eye contact with people who are walking near you and take those earbuds out so you can hear.
Oh, amen to all of that. Absolutely amen to all that. So he was like trail one, turn and trail another, and the theory was trying to find a victim or a whatever, right? Because do we know exactly what he was intending other than trying to get a ride?
Well, we don't know exactly what it was, but from what it looked like, he was just intending on making contact with a female victim, and he didn't care who. So
yeah.
We don't know where it would have gone from there, and thank God we don't know. But the best part about it is that he's off the street.
Yeah, thank goodness. And as you say, good collaboration between PPD getting the information out, the surveillance that was available, and then also, you know, people posting and talking about it and sharing it, and that's why you wound up finding him. That's great. Hey, you know, I had wanted to ask you, we talked extensively about this yesterday, this woman who, it's still hilarious to me.
I'm an 18.
This woman who was getting trespassed away from a restaurant and was drunk and was claiming to be an AG and telling the police officer to turn off his body camera because they have to turn it off. And, you know, I particularly love the cop's response.
I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a Let's go.
Good for you. So you've seen this video, and I wanted to ask you, because, you know, you're an actual cop, and I just play one on the radio. did you see anything in this video that concerned you? Did you see the cops being, I don't know, too aggressive, too restrained, just right, like a Goldilocks? What did you see?
A Goldilocks. I mean, every officer is going to face this at some point about who this person supposedly is, whether what their job is, who they are in the community. We're all going to hear that. And at that point, it doesn't matter. When you're acting up like she was and her friend was, they were being asked to leave a restaurant and they wouldn't. All you've got to do is leave. And the police won't even get called. And when we do show up, all you have to do is leave. We're always going to give you the opportunity to leave. And when you don't and you start throwing names and who you are and things like that, that is going to work against you every time. So We just don't care. We've got a job to do, and if you're going to act up like that, then you're forcing our hand. You're forcing us to do the job, and those ladies were taken into custody because they just simply wouldn't leave.
It doesn't
make sense to me.
Yeah, they had a dozen off-ramps, and they just couldn't bring themselves to take any of them, and so eventually they have to get, you know, handcuffed and thrown in the back of the cruiser, which was, I thought, the right response at that point. There was a part of that video that she was so obsessed with the idea that just by requesting it, she could make the cop turn off his body camera video. True, not true?
Not true. There's nobody's going to tell us to turn the body cam off. That's not going to happen.
And the only time...
it's policy.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's policy, and the officer could face disciplinary action if he did do that. So, that's not going to happen. They're not going to turn off. The officer knows when he can and cannot turn that thing off. And the only other exception to that is if the battery dies or if they're in a place where, tactical information is being discussed or there's something very sensitive that would be on camera.
And my understanding is also sometimes when you're in like situations where there might be minors or medical things that it might also be turned off in those situations. Is that right?
Well, most of the time they're probably going to keep that rolling, but that's information that will never be released.
Okay, so it's going to be redacted out. If it does get recorded, it's redacted out for sure.
Right.
Okay, very good. I will say the one other part of that conversation that I always think of how cops react, and you guys have to put up with an awful lot, and that's your job. I mean, your job is to put up with an awful lot, but I'm always amazed at how police can be so unresponsive to things like when she says...
Hey, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. How many?
I love that part because she gets the door, you know, closed on her halfway through saying an AG, but you're going to regret this. You're going to regret this. Because what, threatening a police officer is going to improve your odds of getting out of here safely?
Yeah, that's, again, most of the time, the way people act and what they say is working against them. It's not helping out at all. And it's just making their case worse when it goes to court. By that time, obviously, they've sobered up and had time to think about it. And they know a judge and a jury and their bosses, in this case,
right,
are going to see that video. And it's going to do nothing but work against them. So that's why, you know, we don't ever have a problem with somebody taking their phone out and using the video feature on us to record everything because we're doing it ourselves.
We always like to end on a cop myth or a did you know. I've got one for you this week. We've all seen this a bajillion times, and anytime there's an action movie, basically, and the cops are involved, somebody makes a phone call, the line is being tapped or traced, or they make it to the police headquarters, and something along the lines of, it's been 23 seconds, and they hang up. Oh, it was too fast. I didn't get a trace because, you know, the bad guys always know exactly what the technological parameters are. Is there such a thing as it was too fast for you to get a trace? Is it just different depending on the type of call? What's your ability? Because I know, like, if you make a 911 call, the cops are coming to your house because there might be a bad thing happen. So it's pretty quick to identify some of these things, certainly with the landline. So you tell me, what are the kind of the parameters here?
Yeah, sure would have worked out better for the bad guy if he would have, you know, he knows he's got to hang up before 24 seconds. That's totally false. So it depends on a few factors. It depends on whether we had that line, quote, tapped in the first place, whether, you know, we've already got a warrant, we've already got an agreement with the carrier. But it still matters on what they're using. Is it a cell phone, a satellite phone, a landline? There's a lot of factors in how long it takes. So it can go from a matter of seconds or minutes to just very few seconds to find out where that individual is. So it's to give you a straight answer, I can't do because there's a lot of factors there.
But you do have it doesn't take long. If somebody's in peril, it doesn't take very long. You can find them through whatever mechanism is available. But, you know, bad guys who are counting on the 24-second cutoff or whatever made-up invented number, where does it come from? Was there ever a time where there was some, I don't know, police industry standard of it being a certain amount of time?
Look, all I can figure on that question is that the movie-making people, the directors, the producers, they did not have an officer on set when they were filming this or when they were writing it. It's just, I don't know where it came from or how that happened, but, yeah, it's That's a good question. I don't have an answer.
And like so many other things, whenever we're watching cop movies, it's, how did they come up with that? Well, obviously, they don't have any officers consulting them. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for indulging my questions. I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, they make me nervous, but I look forward to it. Thank you.
You bet.